A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, what is the meaning of this proverb that you recite in the land of Israel? Fathers have eaten green grapes, thus their children's teeth are on edge. As I live, says the Lord God, I swear that there shall no longer be anyone among you who will repeat this proverb in Israel. For all lives are mine. The life of the father is like the life of the son. Both are mine. Only the one who sins shall die. If a man is virtuous, if he does what is right and just, if he does not eat on the mountains, nor raise his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, if he does not defile his neighbor's wife, nor have relations with a woman in her menstrual period, if he oppresses no one, gives back the pledge received for a debt, commits no robbery, if he gives food to the hungry and clothes the naked, if he does not lend at interest, nor exact usury, if he holds off from evil doing, judges fairly between a man and his opponent, if he lives by my statutes and is careful to observe my ordinances, that man is virtuous. He shall surely live, says the Lord God. But if he begets a son who is a thief, a murderer, or lends at interest and exacts usury, this son certainly shall not live. Because he practiced all these abominations, he shall surely die. His death shall be his own fault. Therefore, I will judge you, O house of Israel, each one according to his ways, says the Lord God. Turn and be converted from all your crimes, that there may be no cause of guilt for you. Cast away from you all the crimes you have committed, and make for yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Why should you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of anyone who dies, says the Lord God. Return and live.
Verbum Domini.
Create a clean heart in me, O God. A clean heart create for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. Cast me not out from your presence, and your Holy Spirit take not from me. Give me back the joy of your salvation, and a willing spirit sustain in me. I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall return to you. For you are not pleased with sacrifices. Should I offer a burnt offering, you would not accept it. My sacrifice, O God, is a contrite spirit. Heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn.
Mysteries of the kingdom. Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Matteu.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
Children were brought to Jesus that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked them, but Jesus said, "Let the children come to me, and do not prevent them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." After he placed his hands on them, he went away.
Verbum Domini.
Most people are familiar with the fairy tale, The Emperor's New Clothes, and it's an amusing story that is often recounted to children at some point during their upbringing. It's about an emperor who has a strong attachment to new clothes, that he prefers to have a different outfit for every hour of the day, and he practically lives in his wardrobe. And one day, a couple of swindlers come to see the emperor to sell him some new clothes. They convince the king that they can make him the most splendid clothes, but that these clothes would appear invisible to anyone who is a fool or who is unfit for his job. And as the fake weavers begin to work on the clothes, the emperor wants to check on their progress, but is concerned about what the weavers had said about those who are unfit for their job. So he sends his minister to go and check on them. And the minister sees the swindlers working at their looms, and yet there is no thread on the looms. And since he knows what the weavers had told the emperor, and he does not want to appear unfit for his job, he pretends to love the clothes that they are making. And the emperor later sends another man to check on the weaver's progress, and the same thing happens with him. These men pretend that these new clothes are the most splendid that they have ever seen, even though there really are no clothes. And when the emperor himself goes to see the clothes, and he also sees nothing on them, nothing on the loom. And yet he does not want to appear foolish and unfit for his job, and so he too pretends that the clothes are splendid. And once the clothes are ready, the emperor holds a procession through the city to show them off to everyone. And as the people look at the emperor wearing nothing but his underwear, they remain silent. And finally, a little child says out loud, "But the emperor has nothing at all on." And the people likewise take up this refrain, saying, "He has nothing at all on." And this, of course, upsets the emperor because he knows that the people are correct. But he continues with the procession anyway, and even has his servants pretend to hold up the train of his garment as he walks with nothing on. And one of the most interesting details about this folktale is that it is a child who speaks up and highlights the obvious reality of the situation. This child has not been corrupted by any ideology or peer pressure. Children are generally some of the most overlooked and undervalued members of any society. And one of the taglines that I would often hear during my childhood was, "Children are to be seen, not heard." And I never really liked this line because I thought that there are times when it is wise to listen to children. In today's gospel reading, Jesus once again overturns societal expectations and norms by elevating the dignity and value of children. In fact, he gives them the greatest honor by saying that the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. This is not the first time in Matthew's gospel that Jesus gives such honor to children. In the previous chapter, the disciples come to Jesus and ask him, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And he calls a child, places him in their midst, and says, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is greatest in the kingdom of heaven." And the saying of Jesus is completely counterintuitive to anyone who has a worldly mindset or who thinks only who thinks about greatness only in worldly terms. While adults tend to complicate things as they seek after money, power, possessions, notoriety, and pleasure, children tend to have a simpler grasp of reality. This does not mean that adults should pretend to be simple, like children, or ignore the complexity of reality. There's nothing wrong with scrutinizing the deeper truths and the mysteries of reality. And yet, I think that the story of the Emperor's New Clothes highlights how adults can become so attached to the things of this world that they lose sight of reality as it is. They begin to live in a reality of their own making because they are concerned with many things, such as what people might think of them, or losing their job, or pleasing other people. Children come into the world with a clean slate. They have not been corrupted by the things of this world or by ideologies, biases, or prejudices. They have a much simpler perception of reality. And it is the child in the story who sees what is really going on with the emperor and who calls it out. The child does not have to worry about losing his job, his social status, or his possessions. He is entirely free to see things as they truly are. And this is reminiscent of one of the Beatitudes of Jesus: "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Those who are pure in heart are free from worldly attachments, which enables them to contemplate the ultimate reality that is found in God himself. And it's possible for all of us to recover this childlike quality of detachment from worldly things or from pursuits. As our Lord has pointed out, becoming like a child requires humility. And even the Catechism teaches that humility is the foundation of prayer. In other words, we cannot even begin to have a relationship with God if we lack humility. If we wish to become the greatest, we must become like the least among us. Greatness in the kingdom of heaven is found through dying to ourselves and embracing humility and simplicity. Becoming childlike does not mean becoming naive or acting childish, but it entails a willingness to listen, even to voices with whom we might disagree. It means admitting that we do not have all the answers, nor pretending that we have the solution to every problem. It is a recognition of our own limitations and our interconnectedness with God, with one another, and with all creation. It is an ability to recognize reality as it is and to resist the pressure to adhere to anyone's erroneous conception of reality, including our own. It means respecting the dignity and value of others and resisting the urge to impose our will onto them, especially through force or violence. It means seeking to do God's will above our own will. It means a willingness to readily admit when we are wrong and when we have sinned, and resolving to do what we can to repair the damage caused by our sin. In short, our Blessed Mother is the perfect model of becoming like a child. She maintained and she maintains a connection with the Lord throughout her life and never loses her humility, her simple faith, or her childlike innocence. She continually prays for us and helps us to become like children so that we too might not be prevented from entering the kingdom of heaven.